What is the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet? Jesus mentions it in Matthew 24:15. When the world crashes into turmoil with the threats of war and the collapse of the financial markets, then an alleged genius who is presently hiding behind the curtains will appear center stage on the political platform with a 7-year peace plan, as foretold by the prophet Daniel. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 7 years, Daniel 9:27. The many probably refers to the UN. These 7 years are also the length of his tenure. The covenant is referred to as the Holy Covenant in Daniel 11:28. So it will also have religious implications. One being that the Jewish people will be able to rebuild their temple and reinstate animal sacrifice. Now, who is this genius? The Bible refers to this genius as the beast at least 30 times in the book of Revelations. He is also known as the Antichrist. He will bring sweeping globalization changes, dividing the world into 10 political economic regions. These are described as the 10 horns that receive power at the same time as the beast comes to power in Revelation 17:12. Money power. He will introduce a new global currency and the RFID, radio frequency identification, or otherwise no man can buy or sell. That is in Revelation 13:16-18. Okay, he'll win the countries and the populations with forgiving part or all of the debts to the IMF and the World Bank, as he shall scatter the riches of the fattest places, it says in Daniel 11:24. None are fatter than the big financial conglomerate. He will bring economic recovery as the fattest places will be backing him. Everyone will love him as there will again be jobs and food on the table. Then there's the false prophet. There will be a specific false prophet who will call down fire from heaven to show his divine power in Revelation 13:13. This alleged prophet has made it his life's calling to sell the people on the divinity of the Antichrist as our Savior, our Messiah. There'll be assassination attack on the beast, and we'll have the image of the beast. While we are starstruck with the Antichrist, he will set up the worst tyrannical dictatorship that we have ever encountered in all of world history. There will be an assassination attack on him, but he survives a deadly wound by a sword, it says in Revelation 13:3-14. The false prophet will use this incident to convince the people and the scientists to produce a look-alike image of the beast, Revelation 13:14, and this image is the buffer and protection for our genius Antichrist Savior against any further attacks. It says that in the midst of the 7 years, after 3.5 years, the Antichrist shall put a stop to the sacrifice that is happening in the temple, Daniel 9:27. A host, UN peacekeepers, is given him, and they move into the temple and stop the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, Daniel 8:12. This means that the daily animal sacrifice is a serious transgression against the animal rights. It says in the same verse, and it casts the truth to the ground. He will leave no stone unturned to prove with opposing false so-called scientific evidence that the Bible is not true, as he is a liar and he hates the truth. John 8:44 and 1 Timothy 6:20. The animal sacrifice is replaced in the temple with the abomination of desolation. When this happens, the Jews will know that their Mashiach is bad news, and hopefully many will turn to the true Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth. Daniel goes on in 9:27, for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate. Dictionary for overspreading means covering a large area. Dictionary for abomination means it's an eyesore, it's an atrocity. Dictionary for desolate means it's a ruined, deserted, and gloomy. So this is an atrocity that covers or reaches a large area quickly and will turn this area, spiritually speaking, into a ruined wasteland. No more creativity, no more freedom, but spiritually a dry, barren desert. The abomination of desolation is the same as the image of the beast described in Revelation 13. And what is an abomination in God's eyes? Jesus said that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. It says in Luke 16:50. Science, knowledge, and technology are highly esteemed by men. One of the greatest feats of science is copying the human body and using biochips, producing a bionic robot with the capability to operate like a human being. AI, androids, or robots with human appearance are presently being used as a receptionist, as well as many other functions and experimentations. Jesus said, "When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, which is the temple, he that reads this, let him understand, for then shall be great tribulation." Matthew 24:15-21. Jesus said, "When you see that thing in the temple, flee, run. Don't take anything with you. Move, for then it's big, big, very big trouble, absolute mayhem." Jesus warns us, he that reads this, let him understand. Do we understand? When this image or abomination is set up, it is instantly very effective, sending out lists of names to checkposts and police stations of the non-chipped, as the RFID microchip implant will be a mandatory must. What happens simultaneously in heaven is that Michael wins the war in heaven and Satan and his demons are cast out into the earth. It says in Revelation 12:7-9. And they are bad losers. The war comes to earth and they hate Jesus and the ones that believe in him. The false prophet gives life to the image of the beast that the image should speak, it says in Revelation 13:14. Now with scientific hocus pocus, he commands demons to enter the image. If demons can operate Ouija boards, then they can manipulate the highly sensitive micro mechanisms and make it look like the image is alive. And we will be tricked into thinking that science has created a living being. Absolutely false. All the scientists in the world can never create even a single blade of grass with procreative life, as the law of biogenesis teaches us that only life can come from life or from God. All this happens under the cloak of science, but in reality, this thing becomes a mouthpiece for the demons and for Satan himself, demanding our worship. And if we refuse to worship that goddamn that is damned by God, talking puppet, it will give us the death sentence. Can you see why this thing is an abomination in the sight of God? God gave us life, and this thing demands our worship or gives us the death sentence. That is why Jesus said, run. Robots rule. A God that his fathers knew not shall he honor to rule over many. Daniel 11:38-39. Our parents never saw human androids and robots. Yet in order to keep a cold, calculated control over the killing, he shall place these things in administrative positions to rule over many. There seems to be a general consensus among many public figures, and it was carved in the Georgia Guidestones to reduce the world population to 500 million to maintain the balance of nature. Eco 92, the Earth Charter, states, reduction of numbers must be done by whatever means necessary. Are people really that insane that they are planning to eliminate most of the world's population? To show that God is not too pleased with the persecution of his children, he keeps the Antichrist and his cronies busy with other emergencies. Hence, the angels will sound the seven tribulation trumpets. These are mainly meteor showers and asteroids. The nuclear war and new beginnings. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. This is nuclear war. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet to gather together his elect. Matthew 24:29-31. Here we have a prayer. Dear Jesus, if this has any reality to it, then I ask that you will guide and protect me during these days that will come upon the world. Help me to stand strong in your word so I will know the difference between truth and lies. Now, as the universe turns on a precision timetable, so we have arrived at the threshold of time in world history where hundreds of prophetic scriptures are about to be fulfilled. No one knows the day or the hour, but when the seven-year treaty is signed, then many prophecies about the Lord's return go into fulfillment. At johannpeters.in, you find leaflets like this on many subjects, from creation, carbon dating, kingdom come, plus a King James Version Bible with a search engine. There are also 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but on this site, all downloads are free. Please download A Man of Sufficient Stature Part 1 and A Man of Sufficient Stature Part 2. No cookies, no information requests.